So then, Tom, you'll prepare a written resolution documenting this decision, right?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Tom Kirschman will work with John Kotilnik, and we'll prepare a resolution that we can either read to you or send to you yet on this call so that you can take that final action to complete this petition process for this particular one. With that, Mr. Chair, I'll move on to the second petition from Mr. Mike Jarding on an adjustment to the elk hunting season, if I may.
Please do, yes.
Okay. So on page 286 of your commission package is a petition from Mike Jarding out in Hot Springs, South Dakota. He submitted a petition to change the unit boundary for H3, which is that boundary down in the south end of the Black Hills. And in particular, his petition focused on making adjustments to the smaller units that comprise of the antlerless elk hunting units. We certainly understand a lot of discussion going into the decisions made around individual boundary units. There's biological things that are considered, there's social things that are considered. When we look at elk management in the Black Hills, it's certainly a lot focused around elk depredation, hunter success, the population status, all those different things. And so we certainly understand the question coming forward about adjusting the boundary unit. Again, when our staff go through each season recommendation and looking at individual hunting units, there's a multitude of factors that are considered in looking at individual boundary units. So what we offer to you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we'd actually recommend denying this petition, not because it doesn't deserve some discussion, but more from the standpoint where we are in the process. Right now, we're finalizing the elk hunting season, and we're starting that process of revising the elk management plan. And we believe that the discussions around the elk unit and amendments and adjustments that Mr. Jarding brought forward here certainly belong in that overall process and discussion of revising the elk management plan, because we know we're going to be talking about other units in particular out there on the prairie, and we believe that it makes very good sense to have all those discussions at the same time when we're talking to stakeholders, landowners, sportsmen, and all those efforts. So Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, our recommendation to you would be to deny this petition, and the fact that this should be included in our discussions moving forward over the next 8 to 10 months as we revise the elk management plan and consider elk hunting units, hunting objectives, and a multitude of aspects related to elk management. Mr. Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Tom. So, again, we'll need a motion, and if the motion is to deny it, to refer it essentially to the elk management work group, that's probably the thing to do. We've done that in the past when other subjects have come up with, and there's a work group going on. It seems like it's best to leave it part of that overall plan and let that group that's been put together address it in the first place. But we'll need a motion.
So moved, Ms. Olson.
Is there a second?
Second from Boyd.
Second. Any discussion? If no discussion, Rachel, would you call the roll again, please?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Hawkins?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor to deny the petition. Motion carried.
All right. And same as before, Tom, you'll prepare the written resolution for us.
That is correct, Mr. Chair. We'll get those pulled together for you and either get them sent out to you via email right now here in a few minutes. And if worst case scenario, if you need us to read them out loud so that the commissioners that don't have access to email at the moment know exactly the language we're putting in there for the reasons for denial. So I'll work with Mr. Katilnik on that. In the meantime, Mr. Chair, would you like to move on to the finalization?